share base, yay, yay. Peace out.
Nairo Amuroso, Ovio Vebailo, Mefirim Nedoreo. Hefer Av, Velo Hefer Abal. Hefer Abal, Velo Hefer Av. Eine Mufo. You have to have both. Ventzoch Loimar, Shiki Mechot Mem. So the aphora of the first one for sure doesn't work. Zog de Rosh, Nairo Amuroso, Basil Beis Vivios, Stay Cyrus, Kruya Nairo, from 12. Achi Avro Lo, Shisha Chodoshim, then she becomes a Begeres. And what happens when she becomes begeres? So the father cannot be made for the nedarim. But not only when she's a nairo. From 11. אם ידוע לשם מנודר, הנדורי הנלם נתרק, דאיסה פרק יצא דויפן, דמוף לסמך לאיש, מדי רייסה, שכן מייפר נדורים. So Nairo is from 12 till 12 and a half. And then Ovia Vibayla Mefirim Medorer. And from 11 till 12, if she knows what is Nedorim, Mufla Asomach Leish, also Nedorer Nivdokim, and if she's not Mu'urosa, the father is made for the Nedor. And if she's Mu'urosa, the father and the Orus together are made for the Nedorim. Then Tzach Lema Shekiyem Echot Mem Zag Nerosh, Shem Kiyem Echot Mem, Ein Asheini Yochel Ofer. Well, Medayik Ashtikul, Shem Kiyem Echot, Ein Asheini Yochel Ofer. That if one was Mekayim, then the second one cannot be Mefer. But this is the Seder Advorim and the Mishnah. Lama Zendera. Naira Murosa Ovir Vebailo Mefirim Nedorer. Afilu Nedorim, Shenodro Beoido Pnuyo. The Orus Mefer bekoidmim b'shitfusa de'av k'de'isa b'gemore. The Ran brings down an interesting akdoma here. It's a gemore in the Samach Zayin Amud Beis. That state in the gemore in Samach Zayin Amud Beis that Baal Mefer bekoidmim, Orus is Mefer bekoidmim b'shitfusa de'av. So I want to explain what is this. The Ran felt that this is a part of the akdoma for Naira Mu'urosa. The halacha is Av is meifer nedorim. By Av is never a musig of koidmim. From the day that she could make the neder, he's the father. He's the existing father. A baal, a nesua. But yeah, she gets married 20 years old. Every neder that she does, the husband could be meifer. But he only could be meifer nedorim that she did after she married him. Nedorim that she did before she married him, he cannot be meifer. This is called Einoi Mefer Bekoidmim. He cannot be Mefer Nedorim that were done not under him. Only Nedorim that were done under him, he could be Mefer. But Nedorim that were done before, he cannot be Mefer. Say, but father is never Koidmim. He's the father from day one. But the Baal could be a Musag of Koidmim. Zog the Gemara and Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, what would be Nairo Amuroso? That she made a neder before she was nisarsa, then the father was the one that could be made for the nedorim. Then she was nisarsa. Now the halacha is ovir vebailo mefirim nedorim. Aber lechure the father could be made for the neder. The orus doesn't have a kerach to be made for the neder because lo yitzur she would be nesua without a father. The Nesua cannot be made for the Koidmim. Only the Dorim that she did under him. This Neder she did under the father. Now she went out from Rishus Ha'av L'Rishus Ha'orus Chatzi. The halacha is Orus Mefer Bekoidmim B'Shitfus Ha'av. The Hainu, Lo Yitzir the father, later she becomes a Nesua, so then he can't be Mefer it anymore. Because now the father is not with him. But when she's a Arusa and the father is with him, so Orus Mefer Bekoidmim B'Shitfusa De'av. Orus Mefer Bekoidmim B'Shitfusa De'av. Belomdes et Nizalad of Hezbe. The father is Mefer, Alamol is never Koidmim. Baal could never be Mefer Bekoidmim. Here is the nether that is the Orus and the father. Together, the Baal and the father together. And we need to have four of the both. The Orus himself doesn't have a Koyach and Koidmim. The Orus doesn't have a Koyach and Koidmim. So why? Because the shutfusa de'av, Vali is a shutta for the father, he could be made for bekoinim. Why the shutfus gives him a koyach to be made for bekoinim? This is a zach that will have to be masbir. What is the avone that Orus is made for bekoinim b'shutfusa de'av? But Mishum Ma, the Ran wants to be magnimit in the Akdome. Kilo, to give us some ashmois that the Iker is the father here, and the Orus is episode tofel to the father. If we look at it mamish, that the father and the Orus are 50-50, so we have to understand the Orus doesn't have a kerach and koidmim. The father has a kerach and koidmim. Why the Orus could be made for b'shitfus that they have? This needs a hezbo. Be'ez Hashem. Nafsamach Zayin will come to a hezbo. What is the slumness if a Orus made for b'koidmim b'shitfus that they have? Zog the Ran weiter. V'nairo de nokat la'afuke boy geres she'ein la'avio reshus bo. So only nairo amuroso. Boy geres amuroso, you can't be meifer. V'ein oim meifer nedorim. So boy geres, the father cannot be meifer nedorim. V'orus nami b'lo yishitfus ed'av lo yimotzi meifer. A boy geres, not only the father cannot be meifer, the orus also cannot be meifer without shetfusa de'av. Avalu adinami bas yudalev shosh dorer levdokim de'av orus mefirim de'dorer. So the Ran is saying you a big chidush bederech agav that avio alein could be meifer ne'dorim, nesuo the baal could be meifer, naira mu'uroso avio ve'baylo. What happens naira mu'uroso that she's a begeres that the father cannot be meifer ne'dorim? Zog the Ran, the Orus cannot be made for themselves. Slav Dafka Begeres, we have the same thing. If she's a Naira and the father dies, so there's no father, the Orus alein cannot be made for the nether. The Shiloh, why? I will explain. The father himself has a fully koyach. Lo Yetzir is no Orus, the father could be made for. A normal husband could be made for alein. Now we have a Naira that she became Mu'urosa. So lechura, the Orus, if she will not become engaged, if she will not become mekudesh as mu'urasa, the father could be meifer. So the Orus bites in and takes away from the kerach of the av. Why the Orus is not a bailim? I would say because it stays by the father. But lo yetzir is no father. As evi and nesua, the baal could be meifer alein. The gladest svarim would say that bechai gavne that she is no father. She's a begeres, so the father is dead. That the Orus could be made for himself. Why the Orus cannot be made for himself? Lo Yetzir would be no Orus. The father has a koyach alein. Lo Yetzir is no father. No, shteit in nishtazim. The father is a fully bailin. And if there's no Orus, he has a fully koyach. Orus doesn't have a fully koyach, only has a 50% koyach. Nesua, the husband has a fully koyach. Arusa only has a 50. That 50, he steals from the father. But even if he's no father, he only gets a 50. Kivyochel, if it'll be a shtayim moichzim, we would say that the Orus is made for 25% and the father is made for 75%. If it'll be a shtayim moichzim. Because be'etzim in 50%, the Orus b'chal is not a bailim. And in the other 50, he's fighting with the father. I'm just magdir. What is the chiddush b'das Aran? That lulei divrei Aran, we would say that the av has a koyach and the orus has a koyach. If they overlap each other, so it's 50-50. If one of them goes out, like we'll see later, when the orus dies, it goes back to the father. If there's no father, it will go to the orus. If there's no father, the orus can be made for himself. Even as I state in the Ran, Le'uma Saran, the Teisus Rid and Oy Zayin, says no. If there's no father, and she becomes Mu'ureses after the father dies, or after she becomes Begeres, the Orus could be made for himself. Orus has a fully koyach, like a father. They crash, so chetzi chetzi. Aber Lo Yetzir is no a father, the Orus hat a koyach. So we have Machlekes Ran and Teisus Rit, and Ran and all of the Rishonim Nemtzachon Azevi the Ran, that if there's no father, Orus is never more than 50. The Kerach of the Orus is to be made for 50. The Orus doesn't have a Kerach more than 50. Masheinken, the Teisus Rit state, no, Orus is a fully Kerach. The father is a fully Kerach. They're together. Everyone takes out from the other one. The Mele, it's 50-50. That's the first Zachta. But let me gain a little bit to be makdim. So we're saying like this: Lekula alma, the father has a fully koyach. She becomes muuroso. The father loses 50% of his koyach, and the orus is mefer with the father. Right? This is the source of the shmeis. He loses the 50% of his koyach, and the orus is mefer with the father. What is the pshat? Why the father loses 50% when she becomes a naira muuroso? I will explain my shayla. What is the pshat? Why she loses? Because the orus has a koyach, she loses. Why she loses? Because the orus has a koyach, because when she's engaged, she's a ruso, she doesn't belong to her father completely. Why she loses when she becomes naira muroso? Why she loses that the father can't be made for himself? And I will explain myself. Let me mark them, sir. Nairam Uroso, every isho that you could be made from the Dorim, Shita Saran and Daf Gimel, Samaches, and the whole Perik Yud Aleph, that side the father, side the husband, could only be Mimefer, Ne Dorim Shel Inu Nefesh, Vebeino Lebeino. Inu Nefesh means things that she suffers, Beino Lebeino, things that disturb the husband or the father. Of a Stam Ne Dorim, the father doesn't have a Koyach to be Mefer, and not the husband. That's the Shita Saran. And the pasuk states klar that the Baal could only be mefer in a nefesh for beino lebeino. But the Ran and most of the Rishonim learn who had been the father could only be mefer in a nefesh for beino lebeino. Shar nedorim, they cannot be mefer. The Ran says it in Dav Gimel, Be'archov and Samaches, and the whole Perek Yud Aleph. The Rambam and the Meiri Acholek and the Ran, and they say, Choluk av mi Baal. Baal, Taka could only be mefer inu nefesh v'beino lebeino. Other father could be mefer kol anedorim. Ho'av mefer kol nidrei bitoy. Because the pasuk only said that the baal inu nefesh v'beino lebeino. The father could be mefer kol anedorim. So this is the machlekes. Shitas Rambam and the Meiri, the father is mefer kol anedorim. The baal only inu nefesh v'beino lebeino. And Shitas Aran and Shari Shoinim, side the Av, side the Baal, is Mefer only in Nefesh Ubeinu Lebeinu. Now let me clear on a Shiloh. We have a Nairo Amur also, and she made a Neder that is not Negeat to Inu Nefesh Ubeinu Lebeinu. She made Stam a Neder. She will say, she will not eat something, this may be the Nefesh. She made Stam a Neder. Now let me clear them. The father could be mefer the neder himself, lefi the Rambam or not? Anyway, he can be mefer this neder. But lefi the Rambam, the father could be mefer this neder himself or not? What is the tzdode ashayil? Lechure, this neder, the Baal doesn't have a koyach to be mefer. This neder, the Baal doesn't have a koyach to be mefer. The Baal could only be mefer in the nefesh v'beino lebeino. The father has a koyach. So the father could be mefer this neder himself or not? What is the tzdode ha-shayla? Why, when she has the orus, the father can't be mefer himself? Val the orus has a koyach afore. Schus and the nedorim. His schus shares the father's schus. Here he doesn't have a schus on these nedorim. So in these nedorim, the father could be made for the neder himself. When she becomes muuroso, she's yoytze mirshus ha'av. Keloshon ha'gmorah in Kiddushin daf dalet. Le'aforas nedorim mi yoyotzos. She'einu yochel le'ofer levad, zok the Rashi. So b'meila, now she's not in ganzen mirshus ha'av. So you're right that the Baal doesn't have a koyach to be made for these nedorim. But the Eirus made a yetziya mirshus ha'av, klapei that the father himself is not the Baalim, the male of the father cannot be made for. If the pshat we say that she stays mirshus ha'av, Norval the Baal hat adin. Baal the Baal. Val de balot a koyach afore. This much stirs the father's afore. Here the Baal doesn't have a koyach afore on these nedarim. But if the Eirusin is the moitzi, the Eirusin makes a yitziyah. If the Eirusin makes a yitziyah mirshus ha'av, so even that the Baal cannot be made, the Av cannot be made for these nedarim, but the father can be made for himself. When Azay state in the Meiri by us, the first shit in the Meiri, Zog the Meiri, that if the Rambam, he holds like the Rambam, that if she was neither shar nedarim, even she ain't a Baal yochel le'ofer, ain't a Av levado yochel le'ofer oisam. This is the first nafkemine. And this is the pashtus that is a yetziya kelosh nagmor and kiddushi. Second afkemina, we don't have to say it lefi the Rambam. We could say it even lefi the Ran. I'll ask you a shayin a shayla. What would be a neder that is beino lebeino vio and not beino lebein bailo? She said she will not visit the father's house. Koyin in the house of the father. The husband is very happy she will not go there. Adarabba. Doesn't bother him. So the husband can't be made for it. The father can be made for himself or not. Here it's nedarim shel bein lebein avinu nefesh. But on this, it's a shlav more. But on this neder, the Baal doesn't have a koyach. The shaila of the father could be made for himself or not. If it's a yitzieh, for sure not. If it's a bailes on the neder, yesh li istapik. We'll go to the third nefkemine. Dor sameach at shaila. The Gemara says later that if someone is deaf, a cheresh cannot be made for nedarim. Why a cheresh cannot be made for nedarim? Because it says beyoyim shomoy. Val it says beyoyim shomoy. Has to be roi l'shmiyah. A person that is not roi l'shmiyah cannot be made for nedarim. Even if someone will tell him that she made a neder, so he knows about it. But we darshan b'yoyim shomoy. While we darshan b'yoyim shomoy, has to be a person that is roi l'shmiyah's nedarim. If he's not roi l'shmiyah's nedarim, he can't be made for the neder. Now let me clear on a shaila. The husband is deaf. The father could be made for the neder himself or not. The Baal is mufka from the parsha of Mavoz Nedorim. The father has a koyach or not. He doesn't have a shutef. But if the Eirusin is a moitzi, the maizah, she was yoitzi mirshusa. So the Baal, we said, three nefkemines, if the father could be made for himself without the Baal. If it's a yetziya, he cannot. If it will not be a yetziya, maybe he could. First nefkemines, shar nedorim lefi de Rambam. Beino lebeino avio, and it's not beino lebein bailo. And if the husband is deaf, if it's because the Baal had a schus afore and these nedorim, that the Baal doesn't have a schus afore, will believe that the father is a fully baili. But if the pshat is because it's a yetziyah, the maisa eirusin is a yetziyah. If it's a yetziyah, like we have to understand, if it's a yetziyah take, it's shver to understand later why a Baal meifer bekoivim b'shitfusa de'av. It's mamish a yetziyah. If it's not a yetziyah, it's only because the Baal hot epes ha-shaiches. So fuck out, maybe bekoidmim it works. If the Baal can't be made for bekoidmim, the Av will be made for himself. But maybe he could be made for bekoidmim. But we're saying, while we're learning pshat that it's a yetziyah, the Eirusin makes a maisa yetziyah, meaning it's mistabel that even shar nedorim, and beino lebeino from the father, and even if he's deaf, he can't be meifer. And I'm adgish. If I would not say that it's a yetziyah, it would be easy for me to understand why the Orus could be meifer bekoidmim. Because manavshach, if the Orus doesn't have them, it belongs to the father. So the Orus has them with the father. But we're saying that the Eirusin is the moitzi. By us, it's so posh. The Kerenoiro and the Afayin Aleph, the last shtickle, he says by misvore to him, it's not like that. Misvore to him, shar nedorim, the father will be made for himself. Misvore. Misvore becheresh, the father will be made for himself. He is asking a question, the cheshman of the Gemara there. It's not so posh to the Kerenoiro, what the Meiri says here, kilachar yad, betur dover posh. But we're going like the Meiri, that it's a maisa yetziyah. And while it's a maisa yetziyah, b'meile, The father cannot be made for himself. Let me gain one more step. Chabel Povarsky in the Bat Kodesh says a sharp zach. He takes this vote one more step. Listen carefully. One more step. He wants to say like this, but listen good before you argue. If you have a neder that is beino lebein bailo and not beino lebein avio, we're going to feed the Rambam. The father could be made for kol hanedorim, and the baal could be made for only in the nefesh of beino lebeino. So she told her husband that she will not come home. So it's beino lebeino. But for the father, it's not neger. The father and the orus could be made for together or not. Again, the neder is beino lebein bailo and not beino lebein avio. The father could be made for the neder or not. No, a neder that is beino lebein bailo and not beino lebein avio. Bashkofa rishoyno miman efshach. The father could be made for kol nedorim, so he doesn't have a problem. The baal is made for beino lebeino. Together, you have half as nedorim. Zogt Rebbe, no. As the father's aforas kol nedorim, while she's arusa was a yitzia, he lost his koyach. Now he could work only together with the baal. The baal is a new kind of aforas nedorim. Aforas nedorim of a beina lebeina dike parsha. But mele he can't be meifel. And he found a mefurash shemeiri. Again, it's a big chidush. It's taking it two more steps ahead. First, you said we say not stand because you're a shutef. I can't be because you are bailim and a neder. I can. Your erusin breaks my marriage, breaks my bailus. So while my erusin breaks my bailus, so it's a yitzia from my bailus. And while it's a yitzia from my bailus, the erusin breaks my bailus. I can't be made for shal nedorim zok demeiri. I can't be made for even if it's not beinu lebein avia. If it's not beinu lebein avia, I can't be made for because I can't. I don't have a koyach and. Alein, I can't do it. And we said, Becharash, I can't do it myself. As a Yitzhiya. So the Baal, more from that. We look at the father's koyach as kol nedorim is one parsha, and the Beinu Lebeinu from the Baal is a lower parsha. B'meile, Val is a Yitzhiya from the Baal, from kol nedorim, so now he could work only from the Mahalach of Beinu Lebeinu, if that kind of aforas nedorim. And Val by him, it's not a Beinu Lebeinu. B'meile, he can't be made for the neder. I know that it's very wide. He showed a mefurash meiri and samaches. I would just say, Be'ez Hashem, we'll see him. The Ran in samaches, if you look inside the samaches, the Ran learns that the father could only mefer inu nefesh beinu lebeinu. Not like the Rambam. The Rambam learns the father could be mefer kol nedorim, and the baal only inu nefesh. And the Ran learns also the father could only mefer inu nefesh. The Ran in Samaches, Dibur HaMaschil Loimar, the last three lines, brings a Mefurash Sifri. State in Sifri, Yerushalmi, Kol Neder V'Choshvuas Iso Le'anois Nefesh, Dvorim Shebeino Lebeino, Minayim Ben Ish Le'ishtoi, Ad Kedoin Bebal. And it brings down a Sifri, Ein Li Elo Bebal Shein Emeifer Nedorim Shebeino Lebeino, Nedorim Shein Av Minayim, as a mefurash sifri, that the father could only mefer inu nefesh vebeino lebeino. So the Ran brings a raya deloike haramba. That in sifri state, that the baal could be mefer inu nefesh vebeino lebeino, and only also the father, only inu nefesh vebeino lebeino. So the Ran in Samachel says, he has a raya deloike haramba. Zog the Meiri and Samaches, the Rambam will answer that the Sifri is talking on Naira Mu'rosa, that she has to do it together with the husband. Then he only could be made for Inu Nefesh Ubeina Lebeina. He doesn't mean the Baal's Inu Nefesh Ubeina Lebeina. So state klar in Meiri that when you're doing it Beshutfas, it has to be Nedorim. So this is Be'etzem taking this vote if the Yetzia of Rasach Asach Vaiter, not only Yetzia klapi diz nedorim, even another that the Baal of the Kerch to be made from, it's a Be'en Lebeino from the Baal of a Vaba the father, it's not a Be'en Lebeino. You can't say he will use the Algemeine father's Koyach. That Koyach has a Yetzia. ולבל דת כוח אז הוא יציע, he can't be mefer himself as דת כוח. This is chidush, we'll see מאיזה השם את סמכס. We'll have to answer the Rambam, because if Mishnah, the Radbaz, they don't know how to answer. They say, דרך הקדיקה תירוצים, from Yashav, the Rambam.
During
the year, since
she
don't
be matter in
your nefesh. We'll get to that. I said, we'll get it in Samaches. I said, we'll get it. That's Hashem. It's a good hour. We'll get it in Samaches. Now, we have to know, the Meiri finishes, Yesh Meforshim that Seifakel. Yesh Meforshim Zog the Meiri, that they say that Lefi the Rambam Be'aruso the Baal could be Mefer even Shar Nedorim. Why? Azevi the Baal is Mefer Bekoidmim, he gets the Koyach of the father. So the same thing Legabe Shar Nedorim, the Baal will get the Koyach of the father, and it could be Mefer even Shar Nedorim. This is the way the Meiri finishes the shtickle by us. V'deloike yesh meforshim sha'imrim sha'ad rabo. Not that the father can't because it was a yitzia, just the Baal gets the koyach of the father, as if he gets the koyach of the father, legabe shal nedorim, he gets the koyach of the father, legabe koydmim, he gets the koyach of the father, legabe shal nedorim. Again, we need to leave it to the sugi of Mefer Bekoidmim. We have a psafesta machlekes here in the gedder of Mefer Bekoidmim. The first sheet that learns is no tzad to give him a koyach and shar nedorim, and adarabo, his yitzia spoils it for the father. And this is the glatkeit. The Meiri, the Kerenoyer, like this in Ayin Aleph. But the Yeshmeforshim that the Meiri brought down, fakert go. Azevi is a mahalach of koidmim, that the Orus, b'shutfusa de'av, gets a bigger koyach, a bigger portion. We didn't explain it yet. Zog the Yesh Meforshim. The same thing, Legabi Shar Nedorim, he will also get a koyach. On Avade, this is Avoid. Mikol Mekoyim, this chelik of the Akdome is Poshut. Bez Hashem, we'll see that if you want to see inside the Keren Neir and Afayin Aleph, it's so glad what we're saying that it's not even a chidush, this vote of the Yetzir. It sounds so Poshut that it's mamish, as they will learn the whole Masech Tanai, the whole Perik Naira Muroso, that B'Shas Ne'erusin is a Yetzir, and the father loses his koyach, and Memele, even the Dorim that the Orus can do, but the father can be Mefer, like we said, Shal Nedorim, Ben Elebeino, and Acheresh. It's glad. But the Keren Neiro and Ayin Aleph brings down that it's Kimat HaOfen HaGemora later Nishtaze. Just one that we'll have Dvorim and Sudorim before we start the Sugya. The Gemora speaks about Naira Muroso, that she made a neder, and the Orus died. So the father could be Mefer than the Dorim himself. Then she becomes Muroso again. The Gemora calls it Orus Sheini. The Gemara says, Orus Sheini can't be Mefer than the Dorim Sheniru LeOrus Rishon. Oh, but the father could be Mefer at himself. Zog the Keren Neiro, Dir Lechura state, that when the second guy doesn't work, the father stays on his own. But there's different chilukim in the sugi of Orus Sheini. Sugi of Orus Sheini, Mitzaref, 1-2, we'll get later. But state in the Gemara that Orus Sheini cannot be Mitzaref to the father. Only Orus Rishon. That's the sugya later. And the dorim sheniru l'orus rishon ainam nirim l'orus sheini. Also it's droshes. But the father could be mefer himself. Zog de keren oiro, lefi what we said now in shir, it doesn't make a difference if the orus sheini could do it or not. The erusin is a yetzie. Forget about that he's mufka from the parsha v'aforas nadorim. Niru l'orus rishon is a gezer asakosuv ainam nirim l'orus sheini. Seder. It's not a Toras Nadorim for the Orus Sheini. But the Eirusin is a Yetzir. Like it's not a Foras Nadorim Becheresh, but the Eirusin is a Yetzir. And Dir Lechura state that the Eirusin is Nishkin Yetzir. This is the Kash of the Keren Neiro. This is the way he's Maimid the Shaila in Afayin Aleph. The Vayl will answer it. It's the Yesoid stays like we said. That the Eirusin is a Maisa Yetzir. This is the way we'll be learning. That the Eirusin is a Maisa Yetzir. We're not changing from that. I, Orus Sheini, that's Hashem. And the Sugya from Orus Sheini, we'll have to say a Teire that the gather of Orus Sheini is why the Orus Sheini doesn't spoil. It's Nisroikno, it's a whole Sugya later. That's Hashem, we'll get it. Let me gain weiter in the Gemara. Frag the Gemara Akasha. למנין דרן, היפר אבא להיפר הבעל, בגמור הפורך היינו ראשם, וצריך למרקים מחר, ומשנה יכול יוכל לאף, ובגמור הפורך לא מולי. זוג דגמור. היינו ראש, דהיינו, אז נסייף, אפון היפר אבא להיפר הבעל. היפר אבא להיפר אב, אין אם אופור. היינו ראש, סזן דראש, אוביו ובילו מפירים לדורר. היינו ראש, אוביו ובילו מפירים לדורר. זוג דרן, דמשמע דווקא כששניהם מפירים. So why the sefer has to tell me Eifer Av and Eifer Abal, Eifer Abal and Eifer Av, then it doesn't work? Zog di Gemore, Mahu the same? O Yovio, O Bailo, Toni Komash Malon. If I would have only the Reishe, I would think, Ovio ve Bailo mefirim nedoreo? Oder Ovio, Oder Bailo, who she wants? Ovio ve Bailo, who she wants? Of them stayed not who she wants. Hefer Avel, Hefer Abal, Hefer Abal, Hefer Avel, it doesn't work. So from the Reisha I can know that both of them have to do it. Because I could read the words, V'il V'bailo Mefirim Nedoreo, either one. Not both, either one. Of them stayed Hefer Avel, Hefer Abal, Hefer Abal, Hefer Avel, then it doesn't work. Frek Deran in the Rosh Akash. If this is the reason that in the Reisha I would not know that it's that you have to have both, and I would think that it's either one, you don't have to write the whole sefer. Hefer Av or Hefer Abal, Hefer Abal or Hefer Av, ain't it mufo? You could write it in one word. Lamezan the Rosh says it b'ktzora. Ma'u the same Ovio v'Bailo, v'od elektoni Ovio v'Bailo mefirim yachdov. One word. Why you have to have Hefer Avel, Hefer Abal? Say Ovio v'Bailo mefirim yachdov. So I know that it's not either one. So the Rosh says Ein ze loshen haMishnah. Zokt zok. The Tanya doesn't write such loshenas. Kabbalah in a kabbal. The Ran also asks this kasha. It has a different loshen. Mistame the Rosh would say and the Ran's kasha also Ein ze loshen haMishnah. The Ran says the same kasha. Ve'lo yisagi li lilitne ad sheyofiru shneihem. He said, yeah, the Rosh Mistom will say, Ein Zalosh Nami Shneichet. Because if not, let the Kaas the Ran's Kasha. But because we came, Frank the Ran, write, Ad Shi Yafiru Shneihem. Instead of write, Ovir Vibayla Mefirim Nedoreo, Ad Shi Yafiru Shneihem. Zog the Ran, no, not Ein Zalosh Nami Shneihem. Zog the Ran, the different Teretz. Now, let me say, what is the Teretz of the Ran? Zog the Ran, Itone Ochi, Have Amime, דלויסגי באפורס בעל עד דלייפר אב אבל באפורס אב לחוד היסגי הנה מאיפכה וכדשקלינו ותארינם בו לכמון בשמייסי לאוך עיתון היפר אב ולהיפר הבעל היפר הבעל ולהיפר אב אין המופו So again, the Rosh answers משכן קשה it's not, the Tana doesn't have to write it the Ran says no בעצם if the Tana would write עד שיופירו the Tana would write עד שיופירו שניהם I would have a different mistake. What I would think? Zokteran, I would think like this. Av boye orus, v'orus l'chud emeifer. Orus boye av, v'av l'chud emeifer. I would think like the Gemara that we mentioned yesterday. That the father has a koyach to be meifer only with the Baal. I'm sorry, the father has a koyach to be meifer himself. The Baal could only be meifer with the av. So what's the nafkamina in the Baal? That he has the koyach to make a hakome. Or that would think fakel. The Baal has the koyach to be made for himself. The Av only could do it with the Baal. What's the nafkamina in the Av? That he has the koyach of hakome. This would be my mistake. So listen carefully. If the Tana would write, Ad sheyofiru shneihem, I would think, not that you need both. One has a koyach. The other one only could do what? Spoil it with a comma. Maskim or not? This is the pshan in the Ran? This is the way you live pshan in the Ran? Actually, if you shneim, I would think what? One has a koyach, and the other one could only spoil it. Could make a comma. Why in actually if you shneim? The av could be made for himself. The Baal needs the av, but the av doesn't need the Baal. But the Teretz is, but if the Baal spoils it for him, it's not good. So how it's written in the words, Ad sheyofiru shneihem. Don't Ad sheyofiru shneihem. Ad sheyofiru one, and the other one will not spoil it. The Teretz says, Achi Yafiru Shneim means till both are Mefer, and not that one is Mefer and one is Shoisek. Because if the other one is Shoisek, the Shtike, Shita Saran, spoils the Afara from the first one. So how it goes in the words, Achi Yafiru Shneim, I need the Afara of both, because if I don't have the Afara of both, I have the Afara of one, and the Shtike of the other one, that Shtike spoils the Afara of the first one. Glad? So again, why the Tana writes Achi Yofiru Shneim? Why the Tana cannot write Achi Yofiru Shneim? Because if the Tana would write Achi Yofiru Shneim, what I would think? Be'etzem one is enough, but if the other one keeps quiet, he spoils it for him. Achi Yofiru Shneim, Chas B'Sholem, that one of them will be quiet. I need that both will do the Afore. Not that I need him to do the Afore, but I need him not to do the Afore. So Achi Yofiru Shneim means that I need both of them to do the Afore, because I can't have a shtick of one of them. No? I can't have the shtick of one of them. If I have the shtick of one of them, it's not good. This is good Lefishita Saran, that the Ran learns that the shtike of one spoils the afore of the other one. Lefi the Rosh, that the shtike of one does not spoil the afore of the other one, the Rosh could never answer like the Ran. The Rosh could never answer like the Ran. The Ran Leshitosei that learns that the shtike of one spoils the afore of the other one. So b'meile, zog the Ran, because shtike is like a comma. So if the Tana would write Achi Yofiru Shneim, I will think that what? One of them could be Mefer, and the other one could spoil it b'shtike. That is the reason I need Achi Yofiru Shneim. The Rosh could never answer it. Now let me mamshich. Komash malon, but now listen carefully. Now I'm a bit so dark to understand that. Komash malon as boss. Komash malon what? No. That everyone himself is not enough. How you know everyone is not enough? Shtei. Hefer ha'av v'lo hefer ha'bal. Hefer ha'bal v'lo hefer ha'av. It's not enough. Lefi de Rosh, what is the pshat in that case? One was Mefer and one was Shoisek. So where you see that one can't do it himself? When one does it and the other one Shoisek, he spoils it. The Teretz says, the Ran is not learning the Mishnah with a shtike. This is kil achariyad merumes in the Ran. Let me vini. I'm asking, it's a bit tzfakroch. But Rav Nachman was medayiket. It's medayik in the Ran that he's not learning the Mishnah with a shtike. Because if he's learning the Mishnah with a shtike, that one was Mefer, v'lo hefer ha'bal means that me'eis le'eis he waited and he was quiet, so weiter I don't know that one is not enough. Maybe one is enough, and the other one only has the koach to spoil it if he does a shtike. He only has the koach to spoil it if he does a shtike. The Teretz says the Ran does not learn the Mishnah with a shtike. It's straight to the Mishnah that one is Mefer, it's not Mufel right away, it's not Mufel, he's not enough. Again, this is only to serve as Becheshmin, that again we see that the Ran was the Pashtas, we said again already in the Mishnah, that only the Rosh and the Meforesh learned the Mishnah, Hefer Avel or Hefer Abal, that the Pshat is that the Ozwa made a shtike. The Ran learned the shtike is like Ha'akome, and Mele Hu Adi like the Sefer, Mele the Ran did not learn that the Reish is with a shtike. But I'm saying, Bekil Achar Yad, for Medai good the Ran by us, as much that the Ran is learning the Sugye, that the Mishnah is not a shtike, the Sefer is not with a shtike.
Runs
out to
the
forest
of
the
bay side.
You could.
Why not?
By his shtick. Without shtick. If one heard, no, Salke Deiter nicht. Also. Sag dich mal weiter. Lass mich gehen weiter. Es ist spät. Ve'ein tzorich lo imar shekiyem mechod mehem. State in the Sefer, ve'ein tzorich lo imar shekiyem mechod mehem, that if one of them made a comma, so for sure the afora doesn't work. Freg di gemore, lo moli limitne, hashto yesh lo imar hefer zebeloi klum, one cannot make a afora, kiyem mechod mehem, tzricha limitne, What you have to tell me a chiddush that even though we said lomdas that the kiyum could break, aval emaisel aloche haforev one is garnished. So what you have to tell me that haforev one is garnished, and even without that, if one of the other ones one is making, for sure it's garnished. Haforev one is garnished, the b'meila is garnished. So why you have to tell me the ain tzarich leima? And the Gemara answers what she answers. We'll see in a second. The Rashbo and the Ran had a kasha here. And the Shas, you never ask such a kasha. There's hundreds of Mishnayos that say ve'ein tzorich loyma. Not only that, the Rashba adds sometimes the Mishnah doesn't say ve'ein tzorich loyma, and it looks double. And the Gemara says no, the Mishnah meant ve'ein tzorich loyma. Here the Tana said ve'ein tzorich loyma. It's mamish good. Most places in Shas, the Gemara doesn't know what to do with the extra line. She said no, ve'ein tzorich loyma. Here, Baruch Hashem, the Tana did it, and you're asking him why he did it. Zog the Rashba Teretz, I'll tell you the truth, ain't a chenami. The Gemara has a good answer, she says it. The Gemara knows that she could say a Teretz. Sometimes the Gemara doesn't know the Teretz, Alamo see the Tehutzim. And the Gemara had what to say, she said. The Ran doesn't like this Teretz, and the Ran says a andere Teretz. Lama zan the Ran. Bit me, the Afal Gav, the Uche, the Tana, le mit the Zuba, and Tzorich, lo imar zu. Hainu dafke bemile de loidomu la adodi. דאף על גב דאיסה בסרייסה מקל וחוימר, מקמייסה. תוני לו. אבל אוכל חודם מילסי דאיפר אחד וקיים אחד היינו מאמה שאיפר בלי זה ועדיף מיני. זוג דרן הפושטה כלל. When you say zu ve'en tzorich lo imar zu, למושה you say like this. If a person was מחל שבס, he's חייב מיסה. And if a person was אוהבלה ודזורה, he's חייב מיסה. שבס is נמשלה ודזורה. אבל דזורה עליין. But you don't write, if someone is Mechal Shabbos, is Chayiv Mise, and there's no need that if it was Mechal Shabbos, Duch Oivida V'dezorah in Shabbos, is Chayiv Mise. Because it's exactly the same case, plus, that is not called Ve'en Tzorich Loyma. En Tzorich Loyma means, if this is like that, this is for sure. But now that the second case, it's repeating the first case, and adding couple knatures in that case. That is not Ve'en Tzorich Loyma. This is exactly the same thing. Here, it's exactly the same thing. The first person was Mefer, the second one was not Mefer. Chutz from that, he also made a comma. Forget about Chutz from that, he also made a comma. But he didn't make a comma. This is not called Ve'en Tzorich Leimah. En Tzorich Leimah is a better case with a switch. A Kal V'Chomer. But if it's exactly the same thing, this is not called Ve'en Tzorich Leimah. Ad kan divrei Aran. Zog the Ibnochem, just to add a knetch. This is good again if the Ran learns in the Reisha that was no shtike. So the first case is that one person was Mefer, the other one didn't do nothing. Not only that, if the first one was Mefer and the other one did not come out, it's also not good. So it's exactly the same case, plus. But if the first case is in a shtike, the first one was Mefer, the second guy was quiet till the night. The second case, the first one was Mefer, the first guy was making. It's a kal v'chomer, but it's not the same case. So the Gemara can't ask a kasha. The Ran says it's hainu ach mamish plus. If the first case is, the first guy heard about it 5 o'clock in the morning. The second guy didn't hear about it, so therefore it's not good. Ve'en tzorich leimar, if the same guy was making 5 o'clock, and the other guy heard about it and was making, if he didn't hear about it, the first guy is not enough. That's like the Ran, it's the same thing plus, it doesn't work. But the first case, the first guy heard about it, second guy was quiet till the night. Second case, he was not quiet till the night, he made a comma. You're right, it's a kal v'chomer. Hainu hach mamish means exactly the same plus. The main is doctor again, it's gishmak. Maybe you could argue about it, but I think it's leichter. It's gishmakir. If we learn pshat that the Rantak didn't learn that the Mishnah is talking with a shtike, the Mishnah is talking that the first person was Mefer, the other one didn't hear about it or didn't manage yet to do. Frank the Gemara, who was the safer? The first one was Mefer. Second one, not only that he didn't do nothing, he made a comma. Zog the Ran, it's hainu hach plus. Mikol Mekoyim, and for the Gemara, what is the Chidush? Ki Yitzterich, and that's Beitzem, Heipzachon, the Perik, Lama Heipzachon. Ki Yitzterich Lei, Ki Goyin, the Heifer Echot Mehem, Ve Kiyem Echot. The second one was Mekayim. Ve Chozar HaMekayim. The Goyin said this word HaMekayim is extra. Ve Chozar, the same one. We'll see why the Gemara said this word. Heifer Echot Mehem. Ve Kiyem Echot. The second one was Mekayim. V'chozer ha-Mekayim v'nishal ha-Lakomosa. And now what? Now he's Mefer. And he wants to be mitztaref to the Aforev, the first person. The Mishnah is mechadesh. Mao the same emaide uke akrei. He raised his akoma, and b'meile now his afore could be mitstarif to the first afore. Komash malom the befirim shneim bevasachas. So first pirush hamilas. Here the milas and the ran a little bit far from each other. What is the chiddush of the Mishnah? How it's nirmas also is a problem. How it's nirmas in the Mishnah, but what is the chiddush? The first one was mefer, second one was mekim nishal al akomosoi, and now he wants to make a fora. The chiddush is that afora cannot be mitzarev to the first afora. Why? The Ran says the first afora was botel. So what do you have to do, Zog the Ran? The first person that was mefer will mefer now again. This is the chiddush lefi the Ran. Now, so how you read it in the Gemara? First, how to read it in the Gemara? Hefer echad v'nisha v'hikem asheini v'nisha l'akemosri. Mal the same ma de akrei and what? And the afora b'mitztaref komash malon ad shemefirim shneim bevasachas. Other than that, komash malon that it's not mitztaref, and you need the first guy to be mefer again. Komash malon ad shemefirim shneim bevasachas. The first afora is bottle, and you need him to be mefer again. The lashon is not so zis. Ad shemefirim shneim bevasachas. The first one was bottle. The lash about this is the pshat, or maybe the lomdus. Why the first one is bottle? The Ran said because it was not roy letziru, so it was bottle. Komash ad shemefirim shneim bevasachas. While it's not roy letziruf, this is the reason the afore was bottle. B'meile he can be mitzarif to him, and if he wants to make a new afore, he could make a new afore. But either way, lefi the Ran, the pirush pshat in the Gemara. What is the pirush pshat in the Gemara lefi the Ran? The pirush pshat is that the first one made a fore, the second one made a kom, nishal a kom, and now he makes a fore. It's not mitzarev to the old fore. You need the old guy to be mefer again. Now, other does he the words komar firim shavas achas? You need him to be mefer again because the first one was bottle. Other here is the longest why it was bottle. Again, this is the pirush haGemara lefi the Ran. I would say it's not mitzuchzach in loshon haGemara. Not mitzuchzach in loshon haGemara. Ad shemefirim shneim bevasachas. First one was bottom. Stop, you only have one. So all of the pshat is, yeah. So let him to do it again. Those are the words. Oh, why it was bottom? Because it was not roy letziruf, like the Ran says. I'm just saying, this is the din lefi the Ran, that is a fore cannot be mitzarev, the first one is bottom, he has to make it again. The tzichtzua haloshin will need help here, how to fit it in exactly lefi the Ran. Those are the Gemara. What? The losh, I think the loshin is not gishmak. For you it's gishmak? And now the pshat in the Rosh will get the Rosh, Be'ez Hashem. Take time to get to the Rosh, Be'ez Hashem. We'll see different pshat in the Rambam. We're starting with the Ran. And we have to understand how to understand the Losh Gemara lefi the Ran. And the Val I'm not sure. I'm just saying this is the pshat lefi the Ran. Just needs a little bit tzichtzuach. Now, before we start to understand the Ran and the Rambam here, I just want to mention the Kashi from the Rashash. Frek the Rashash, this is a Shlometer Akdom. Frek the Rashash, the Gemara is looking for Chidushim. I have a Poshta Chidush. The Chidush is that Akomev 1 is Chal. The Chidush is that the Akomev 1 is Chal. I would think that the Akomev 1 is not Chal. I would think that the akome if one is not chal, one cannot make a akome. Who said one could make a akome? Maybe one cannot make a akome. Who said one could make a akome? The chiddush of the Mishnah is that one could make a akome. Zog the Rashash, lule haGemara, I would say, hefer echot, vehekim asheini, mao the same as he garnished, and he could be made for now even without shaila and the akome, because one akome is garnished, kamashra and the akome of one is a akome. Why you don't say that doesn't go for the Chiddush? That the Akome of one is the Akome. It says, V'yesh liyashiv. So V'yesh liyashiv includes what we said yesterday, that V'yestoy is misvore, it's glat to the Gemore, that the Akome of one is the Akome. It's so glat that you don't have to say even that doesn't the Chiddush of the Mishnah. It's so glat. Reb Nochem added, even if it's not glad that the Akome of one is a Akome, but it's glad enough to understand that after he made the Akome, he lost the Schus Afora. even if he can't make a chaloisa koma, but it's mistabe that he lost his chus afora. And mele he can't be mitztarif, and mele he has to make a shayla on the hekem. Shayla is if he can make a shayla on it. But again, legufim shel dvorim, the Rashash is only mentioning that lule ha-gemore, he would say that is a chidush that one could make a koma. State in Mishnah that one could make a koma. And we said about it yesterday. The Gemara doesn't answer it. Why the Gemara Taki doesn't answer it? The Teretz says was pushed to the Gemara that one could make a Kome, and we said yes, they so vite even that he could break, even if one has a Koyach Afore, the Kome could break. We say, Reb Nochem said, even if we're not say Teretz that the Kome is so stark, but Ravade, the Kome, if one has a Koyach to lose his Chus Afore, but mainly he can't be with Star after the other one. Lo mehib tzachon, the Ran and the Rambam. We'll start. Komash malon ad shemefirim shneim bevasachas. Kelo ima, shelo yafsik benechot lechaveiro y dobor shumeake vahafore ki goyna akome dehai. The cave and the ushai selab by afore u afilu, I don't know what is this word, afilu achafore kamay se deidoch botlole. Vetzorich shiyo mefirim achshov shneim bevasachas. What the Rana is saying? Shelo yafsik ben echod lechaveiroi dovor shumeake vahafore ki goyna akome dehai. The cave and the ushai selab barafore hu afilu achafore kamay se deit loch botolo vetzorich shiyu mefiri machshov shneyem bevasachas. The first afore is botel. Bemele we need now to be mefer again. Umiu beoches agi shelo itoimar ein afore achar aforo וכיוון דאפורי כמייסי הסבט לו לוי סולו מוצי מייפר. Maybe say that the first person cannot be מייפר again because he was already מייפר once. Dr. Ney while it was bottle he could be מייפר. וכן דאס הרמבן זו אבל מדברי הרמבן בן מיימן זל נראה נראה, not מפורש נראה, it's not מפורש, הרמבן speaks about something else. אבל נראה מדברי הרמבן דקול שכל הקומה בין הפורד אחד להפורד הידוך, שוב אין יכולים לאופר. שוב אין יכולים לאופר. So, לא מגיע. The lotion run here is בעצם lotion קטיה. The run says that the first הפורד is bottle. When the first person made a koma, it's bottle. Now when he wants to be mayfair, you need the first guy to make another afore. And don't say that it's a probe to make another afore. There's no chisorin of ein afore, achar afore. Avala Rambam learns, so the Rashba says it, Avala Rambam learns that there is a chisorin of afore, achar afore. Avala Rambam kosav, sheyesh chisorin shel afore, achar afore. Frek the Rashbo, ma pito? So I want to be madgish. In the Rashbo, it says very clearly that the Ran learns, this is the Rashbo Shita, the first afora is bottle, so the second guy is left with one afora. So b'meile, it's not mufal. Let the first guy to go back and make afora, for sure. There's no problem. There's no chisorin, ein afora achar afora. Avel Rambam holds, sheyesh chisorin shel afora achar afora. Avad, it's not mefurish in the Rambam is talking about something else, but this is what comes out from the Rambam. And we have to explain, what is the machlekes? Why the Rambam learns that is no chisorin, that is a chisorin of afora achar afora, and the Ran learns that is no chisorin, and the Ran and the Ramban learn that is no chisorin of afora achar afora. When you read the Lashonis Ran, the Ran doesn't say it clear. Avel Rambam kosav, what he says b'das Rambam? אבל הרמב״ם כוסם שכל שכל הקום בן חד לאפור עד הידוך שוב אין יכולים לאופר. He doesn't say because אין אפור אפור. זה זה רמב״ם. Anyway, זה שוור הרמב״ם. We'll have to see him inside. Again, the Rashbo says, אבל הרמב״ם כוסם נראה שסייבו שיש אפור אחר, שאין אפור אחר אפור. Again, the רמב״ם נראה שכל שכל הקום you can't make another אפור. So again, again, laat. The Ran learns again that the pshat in the sugya we have to go step by step. The first afore is bottle, so the second guy is left with one afore. Let the first guy to make another afore. Einochenami, you could let him. you could let him, you could let him. The Rambam learns, you cannot let him. You cannot let him. This is the way the Rashba writes it down. I will ask you a shaila that you could start to think. Lamashal, if the Ran, if the first Afora would not be bottled, what would happen? It could be mitzaref now to the second Afora or not. If the first Afora would not be bottled, but I had a comma in the middle, it could be mitzaref or not. The Ran in the Maskona says lehedya yes, because the shaila is oikele mafreya. But Luritzur would not be oikele mafreya. So could be it will not be mitzaref. So we'll have to, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, shir will be a quarter to 11, it'll be a short shir, but I want to start the Rambam, Ben Nochamol, that everyone will be here, Be'ez Hashem. It's chaval to mafsi the tchilas divrei Rambam.
What? The reason why you have to, the problem. Why is the Lashon Mishnah? Because then I have to be.